All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio here on RBN. Got some more interesting stories like this. I love this stuff. Blows my mind. I read this one years ago, and I don't remember the guy's name now. He wrote a book called The Smuggler back in my theology major days. I had read this for a paper I was doing. But this one story stuck in my mind. We'll just call him Jim. Jim was a Jew who was a Christian, and he was placed in a concentration camp. And from the moment he entered the camp, he didn't know what was going to become of him, but it didn't sound good to him. He didn't want to, you know, to be a part of it. So, you know, from day one, he was praying, God, provide a way, please, to get me out of here. I this doesn't, you know, look good. I don't like the sound of this, and I don't think you want me to, suffer the fate that they have prepared for me here. So, I mean, he spent like the first night that he was there all night, up all night, you know, in prayer. All of a sudden, the next morning, something told him to just walk out the front gate. And he's thinking, no, wait a minute, that can't be. That can't be what God wants me to do. No, just walk out the front gate. That's crazy. But again, he had this strong urge, just like the guy in the first story I told earlier. So he figured, all right, hey, I'm just going to step out boldly and do this. We'll see what happens. He did. He walked right out the front gate, and he got quite a ways. And he's thinking, I can't believe this. It's that easy to get out of here. Just walk out the gate. All of a sudden, his heart sunk when he heard a guard call out, hey, where are you going? Now he's panicking, and he's thinking, oh, God, come on. You've got to get me out of this one. What am I going to do now? So quickly, he turned around, and the words just came out of his mouth. I'm under the protection of the Most High. To his amazement, the guards saluted him and let him continue on. He left and never returned. He got out of the country, and he escaped the concentration camp. He found out years later that Hitler was secretly known to his thugs as the Most High. Of course, you know, when he said it, he was referring to God. But they actually thought that he had some special concession from the Führer to leave the concentration camp. It's pretty wild stuff, I'll tell you. I like this one. Some of you might have heard of Corrie ten Boom. She was also in a concentration camp. She was the only one in her family that made it out. She tells a story of how when she was first captured and brought in, she brought a Bible with her. You know, to her it was a great source of comfort. And she didn't want to be without it. And she wanted to be able to use it maybe to give some of the other inmates encouragement as well. So that was her main concern. Not so much, you know, God, get me out of here, but let me be able to smuggle this Bible in. So there she was in line, and one by one, they're searching people, you know, stripping them or whatever, and, you know, tattooing them or whatever. And so when it came time for her, she's trembling now because she's afraid when they see that they're going to take it and she's never going to see it again. They looked right past her, she said, as though she wasn't there. And they called, next. So she walked right through the line, right past them. They never searched her. They never touched her Bible. You know, you weren't allowed to take anything in there. They stripped you down to nothing. She managed to sneak that thing in. And the whole time she was there, she said she had that Bible with her and was able to use it. No one ever bothered her about it. It's amazing. It's pretty wild. I had a very similar experience to this. Years ago when I went to Cancun, right there in the city, you know, they have these, what do you call them, flea markets, I guess. Well, I'll have to save that one for after the break, folks. Stick with us and we'll be right back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, guys. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, like I said, if anybody has any stories like this, by all means, call in 800-313-9443, or else just email them to me. Maybe I'll use them on a future show. TruthHurtsRadio at AOL.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I collect stuff like this. It's fascinating. Let me finish relating that what I call my Mexican guardian angel story. It's pretty interesting. We were going through these... For anybody that's ever been there, they have these like flea markets, and they're pretty big. I mean, the things go for like miles. They just have row upon row. You could call them streets, really, of these like warehouse things. It's like a garage door. You can pull the door up and down, and they just have miles of them. Literally, you can just walk forever through these things. Anyway, we spent quite a few hours browsing through there, and you name it, they got it, and it's everything is so cheap there. It's incredible. Anyway, so we stayed there into the late hours after sunset. It got pretty dark, and everybody was starting to close. We came around this one corner, and we saw that there were some lights on at the end of this one strip. A couple of the stores were still open, so I thought, hey, let's go down and we'll check out these last couple, and then we'll head out. Well, we get about halfway down the strip, and all of a sudden we hear a guy's voice not too far behind us. He's like, "Psst, hey, senor, don't go down there. Very dangerous. People jump you. They rip you off. They'll take your ring. They'll cut your finger off to get your ring." And I'm telling my then wife, you know, I'm like, "I don't listen to him." I says, "He's probably just trying to con us to going into his store." You know, I'm like, "Yeah, don't pay attention." But as we continued walking, he was persistent. He's like, "Señor, I'm telling you, don't go down. It's very dangerous, very bad down there. Turn around quick while you have time." Then I'm thinking, geez, maybe we better listen to this guy. Maybe he's not yanking our chain, you know. So I turned around to take his advice and to thank him, and there's nobody there. There was nobody there. And his voice was like, almost like he was right there, whispering in my ear. You know, he was close. He couldn't have been more than 5 or 10 feet behind me, you know. And where could he go? There were these tall warehouse-type things. You know, he couldn't have jumped over the top, nor could he have ran down the street. We were too far down the alley for him to have done that, and we would have heard him run anyway. And there wasn't enough time for him to run out of sight. You know what I mean? It was just a matter of a second or two when I turned around and literally gone. Nobody there. So that always stuck with me. That impressed me. I'm like, whoa, is this our Mexican-accented guardian angel? It was just really weird. Really weird. Really freaky stuff. Anyway, while there are lots of great and encouraging stories like this, stories where, you know, if you believe in angels, you would have to interpret that as, you know, angels intervening. There's lots of stories where good angels, if you will, intervene in our lives for good purposes. At the same time, though, there are stories of evil forces intervening in people's lives that do not accomplish anything good, but in fact accomplish evil, or if nothing else, to scare the living daylights out of you. I've also had experiences along that line. Years ago, I got into the occult back in my teen days. And I'll tell you, folks, I've experienced some really freaky stuff. This is why I believe in God, because I know there's a devil. I've basically met him face to face, if you will. I mean, not literally, but my experiences were so real. And I wasn't alone. There were some instances I had friends, several friends with me, who saw and heard the same things, and they know that the spiritual realm is real. It's not imagination. In fact, this next story I'm going to relate, I think will convince you of that. This was back in 1987. At that time, I was still, I was actually 21 then. I got into occultism in my late teens. You name it, I tried it. I was into Rosicrucianism. And got into meditation and everything that goes along with it. And basically, it was a rebellion thing, because I was raised in a religious home. But when I hit my teen years, you know how that goes. You get into the drinking and the drugs, and you just want to be you want to become the very opposite of what you were, just out of rebellion, because you resented that it held you back from having a, quote, good time. So that's where my mind was at the time. So I wanted to do anything evil I could find just to rebel against, you know, against God, against my parents, whatever. And it continued on into my early 20s. Like I said, I joined the Rosicrucian order, which is basically a branch of Freemasonry. And at that time, I had no idea that they had this agenda for world government. I didn't know what this was all about. To me, it was just a way to tap into these hidden forces. And I didn't care if it was the devil or not. You know, I had no scruples at the time, or I had thrown my scruples away, I guess you could say. So I started messing with these dark forces. One day at a party, we had a Ouija board, and we're all sitting around a table. We're all drunk, high, you name it, out of our minds. And I put in some weird bow music that I had made. I had an electric guitar, and I wanted to emulate my hero, Jimmy Page. And so I was never able to play lead like he could, but I did master the bow technique. Not to brag, but actually I think I got some more interesting sounds out of it than even Jimmy Page did, probably because I spent more time on it, I think, than he did. Hours and hours a day I would mess with that. I finally figured out how he achieved the sound that he did. You know, you use echo delay pedal, you use a little reverb. And let me tell you, you can get some weird, freaky sounds out of a bow, a violin bow, and an electric guitar with those pedals I just mentioned, those sound effects pedals. So anyway, I recorded several hours of this stuff, and I thought it would be good background, quote, music for using the Ouija board this night, you know, at the party. So there we were. I actually had one of my friends that was there, he left because we wouldn't turn the music off. He was so freaked out by it. He says, man, this is too, you know, this is too intense for me. He says, it sounds like a chorus of demons. And it did. It's just really haunting, really eerie sounding stuff. Any of you who have ever heard it, you know what I'm talking about. Page does it in the live version of Days. Well, he does it in the studio version too, but much more elaborately in the studio version of Days and Confused. For anyone that's ever heard that, you know what I'm talking about. It's on their Song Remains the Same album. Anyway, we have that playing in the background. We have the Ouija board in the center of the table. We all have our hands on it. And we're asking, you know, some presence, if there was a presence in the room, or asking questions to it. And sure enough, the thing started moving. And but there's always a doubt in the back of your mind. It was freaky. You know, we're all kind of freaked out, but this is what we wanted. We wanted excitement. We wanted a thrill, something new, something different, something exciting. The thing was moving, and it was answering our questions. And I was writing down the answers. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But anyway, to us, it wasn't enough. Or at least it wasn't enough for me, because there's always that doubt. Is somebody else moving this thing, or is it actually moving on its own? So I began asking, and a couple others did too, that this thing would manifest itself more tangibly so we could be convinced that we weren't alone in that room. I kid you not, folks, all of a sudden, their dog that we had tied out in the kitchen started freaking out. I mean, this thing was going insane. The dog was going nuts. We all jumped up and ran in the kitchen, and that dog was not comforted, even though we're all going up to him and patting him and calling his name and trying to calm him down. Nothing would calm that dog down. As soon as we opened the door, you know, he had his chain on him. As soon as we opened the door, he couldn't get out that door fast enough. Boom! He bolted out that door, and we could not get him to come back in that house the rest of the night. It was just really, really freaky. And the whole time, he's running in circles in the kitchen. He wouldn't even let us hold him. We were trying to grab him and calm him down. He was just fighting us and just running around in a circle and staring up at the ceiling like there was something up on the ceiling. It was just the freakiest thing. We were all shaking. I'll tell you, it scared the daylights out of us. But what was even more strange is I go back into the living room and I see the candle burning, one of the candles burning, and I noticed it had a weird shape to it. I called everybody and I'm like, guys, come here quick, check this out. I went over and I blew the candle out. And I'm like, look at this candle. And they all saw it immediately. You couldn't miss it. The candle had dripped in such a way that it formed the profile of an old man's face. It had a long, pointed chin, a long, pointed nose. There was even a little hole where the eye was, like the wax had dripped around and formed this little hole for the eye. Just the freakiest thing. Well, when we asked the name of this entity, we got S-O-V-R-I-N, I think it was, Sovrin. A friend of mine went to the library the next day, and he did some research, and he found a medieval wizard by the name of Sovron, S-O-V-R-O-N. They actually had a woodcut of the face, and it was an old man with a long, pointed nose and a long chin. It looked like the dripping of the candle wax. Really, really freaky stuff. You know, that's not the only experience. I've had others similar to that. So nobody can convince me that the spiritual world is not real. And guys, I got to tell you now, this is what the New World Order really is. When you get to the heart of it, after you realize that there is a conspiracy for world domination and that it is being run by evil tyrants who lust for money and power, the next step from there is to understand what really drives them. And this is it, guys. I am convinced that they are in touch with dark evil forces that go way beyond anything that I just described. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I believe they're getting direct counsel from Satan himself. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, Carrie's giving me a hard time back in the office there. She's saying, oh, come on, the dog just had to go to the bathroom. No, seriously, this was way beyond. You know, we used to take that dog on long trips. We'd go down the Cape with him and stuff. You know, that's like an hour, hour and a half ride. And, yeah, he would have to go to the bathroom bad, and he'd just bark. So we'd pull over, let him out. He'd go running out of the truck, you know, lift his leg, and it'll be like, ah, and then he'd come running back in. You know, he would just bark. I mean, you knew when he had to go to the bathroom. No, this dog was freaking out. I mean, he was shaking. You couldn't calm him down. You couldn't grab him. He wouldn't let you grab him. He was just going nuts. He couldn't get out of that house, that apartment fast enough. And then we couldn't get him back in. He would not go back in that house. Absolutely refused to come back in that house the whole night. And, you know, there was just something very, very bizarre. We all felt it. I mean, we were just freaking out. I mean, I wanted to experience something. Boy, I got what I asked for, much more than I bargained for. I was losing. And you know what? That began, for me, what was about a three-month-long vigil of weird, weird experiences, so much so that I finally gave up the occult. I realized, man, I'm messing with stuff here that is beyond anything I can handle. I thought I could handle it. You know, I'm a tough guy. And no, I finally gave it up. I mean, I was really into this stuff, but I realized that I had tapped into something that if I continued with it, it probably would get a hold on me that I'd never get loose from if I didn't stop. Like I said, I had joined the Rosicrucian movement. I started getting into meditation. And the more I did this stuff, like I said, the more strange things would happen. I remember coming home from parties and, you know, I'd crash on a couch downstairs with the TV going. And I started having these vivid, vivid nightmares. I mean, it was weird. And it wasn't just that pizza that I had before going to bed either. I mean, this isn't your typical nightmare. These things were like real. So real that I remember waking up with this cold sweat and my heart would be pounding. I'd have the shakes. I'd be scared like a little kid, you know? And I would be so afraid to go back to sleep. Sometimes I'd stay up for hours just watching TV because I was paranoid to go back to sleep. One night it was so bad that, before I get to that, let me tell you what led to that. This one night I had fallen asleep on a couch, and in my dream, I dreamt I was still awake. You ever have that? You're kind of like half awake, half asleep. You're not fully asleep. You're not fully awake. So in my mind, I'm thinking I'm still awake lying on the couch. But what had happened was I used to keep the TV on when I did finally go to sleep because the TV kind of gave me, you know, comfort, like someone was in the room type of thing. And this one night I dreamt that I was awake on the couch and the TV was off. And now I'm thinking, oh, no, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. The TV's off. It's not there to protect me. I felt like such a baby. Here I am, 17 years old, and I can't handle sleeping alone downstairs. But I'm telling you guys, it's because this was real. I had this evil presence in my life, if you will. Well, all of a sudden, I heard, like, footsteps come in the room. I jumped up. I looked over, and I see this black outline, so black it was blacker than the darkness of the room. And all I saw were these two white eyes looking at me. I'm like, who's that? And then I hear my mother's voice. Oh, it's just me. And I'm like, oh, you scared me, you know. All of a sudden, this figure, which I thought was my mother, comes over and puts her hands around my throat and starts choking me violently. Suddenly, I jumped up in my sleep. My heart was racing. Again, I had that cold sweat. This was so real to me. That was the final straw. I could not sleep alone. Again, when I would come home from parties and stuff, I'd go right upstairs in bed, you know, upstairs where everybody else was. And that was it for the next, like, year or two. I couldn't do it. Actually, several years. This evil force had such a power on me. I was afraid to fall asleep alone because these dreams would come back. And they were, I'm telling you, they were real. To me, they were absolutely real. This was happening. And I really felt like I was going to have a heart attack. My heart was just like, brrr, you know, you couldn't count the beats. Very, very strange stuff. And like I said, the more I got into this, the more strange things would happen to me. After a while, I didn't get the dream so much anymore because, of course, I was sleeping upstairs. So other things started happening, like this one. One day, a friend of mine, me and him, you know, got high, and we came to my house to crank some tunes, right? So I was sitting there in my room. And we had some Zeppelin going. That's pretty much all I listened to years ago. So he's on my bed, laid back with his eyes shut, you know, getting into the music. And I'm sitting up in my chair. I got my head back and just, you know, we're just getting into the tunes, right? All of a sudden, even though my eyes were shut, I could see that my overhead light went on. You know how you can, if you're in the dark, someone turns the light on, you can still see the light through your eyelids. So I looked up and I look over at my friend and he's looking over at me. And both of us are pointing to the light. We couldn't hear each other talk because the music was cranked too loud. But, you know, it was understood what we were asking each other. I'm pointing to the light and then pointing to him like, did you just, you know, and he's doing the same thing to me. Did you just? And when we realized, we shook each other's head no, that neither one of us had actually turned that light on. We couldn't get out of that house fast enough. We bolted so quick down those stairs and out that front door. When I went to open the front door, there was something inhibiting it from opening. I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. I just went, I forced it open, and I heard something snap. I found out later that there was a shovel in the way, and it was one of those old doors that was in, like, had these little panels in it, and the handle had been jammed into one of those panels. I was so freaked out. I forced that door open with such force that it snapped the wooden shovel handle right in half. That's how determined I was to get out of there. This scared the daylights out of me. When we get out on the porch, I said, I don't believe it. Do you know what the name of that song was? It was Led Zeppelin's In the Light. The light turned on while we were playing In the Light. Weird, weird stuff. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, talking about bizarre, what should we call them, spiritual encounters. You know, some people might call this an encounter with a spirit guide, or maybe a UFO occupant. You know, there's a real crossover between those two things lately. There's people who actually claim to be channelers receiving messages from either the spirit world, or in some cases they claim extraterrestrials, communicating with them psychically. I'd argue in most cases, if not all, we're dealing with the same forces, the same dark forces that I just described I had encountered. You know, some could say, oh, you were just high. That's why you had that weird experience. No, because something turned that light on, folks. Us being high didn't turn that light on. We both saw it go on at the same time, and it was just really, really... Yeah, I had other things, too, you know, minor in comparison to the ones I just shared. Those were the big ones. I had some other really freaky things. There was one time I found out about backward masking. I'm going to do a show on that sometime. It's really weird stuff. There's certain songs, you know, if you play backwards, you get certain messages. And one of the big ones for this was Stairway to Heaven, which, of course, was like my favorite Zeppelin song. There's messages in there that are particularly strange because, by the way, we got a caller. I'm going to take the call in a second here. I just wanted to tell this quick story. there's some passages in that song where if you play them backwards, you get like a whole paragraph worth of backward messages. For example, there's one where Robert Plant sings, yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. You play that backwards, and it says, he is not mistaken, yes, my sweet Satan, the one will be the sad one who makes me sad, whose power is Satan. Now, who knows what the heck that means? Who cares? The point is, it's there, and it's long. That's what's so strange about it. Backward masking is admitted. Many rock stars have admitted they do it on purpose. Jimmy Page, in fact, admitted that they have done this in the past. But what's so strange is to get a message of such great length like that. You know, to get even two or three words going backwards to make sense, you got to be very careful how you pronounce each syllable. Certain syllables have to be accented a certain way. Some have to be dragged out another way. To get a message of that length to come out, it's almost impossible. There's another segment where Plant sings, I will sing because I live with Satan. Anyway, when I became aware of this and Jimmy Page's involvement with the occult, that's what got me into the occult. When I first found out about the backward messages, though, in Stairway to Heaven, I went home that night to play the song, and it wouldn't play. Every other song on that side of the album played, no problem. But when I put the needle on Stairway to Heaven, on the Zeppelin IV album, nothing came out. Just another weird, bizarre thing to add to the collection. Anyway, we've got, I'm telling you this guys, I hope you don't mess around with these forces. They're out there. They really are. The globalists certainly have, and like I said, I'm convinced that this is what inspires them. Why do you think they gather at Bohemian Grove before a 40-foot statue of Moloch? Why do you think that they're, Nancy Reagan consulted an astrologer, Hillary Clinton to this day consults, the ghost of, what's her name, Eleanor Roosevelt. You know, they're all into this. All of them. Reagan himself was. Not just his wife. Of course, Bill is. Bill goes to the Bohemian Grove. Bill is a member of, take your pick. I mean, they're all into, Junior Boy Bush, skull and bones, like Daddy. Also a 33rd degree Mason, Daddy. These are I'm going to do a show sometime on the Nazis and their involvement in the occult. Now that, hopefully that won't shock anyone. Hitler was incredibly evil. Yeah, it shouldn't surprise us that he was into devil-worshipping cults. But he's not the exception. He's the rule. They all are, guys. They all are. Look at the list of names. They don't even hide it. It's public. It's public record. Look at the list of names of people who attend the Bohemian Grove. You'll discover that all the world's major leaders, not only in government, but in big business, a lot of the big CEOs of major companies go to these meetings, and they engage in these satanic rituals. That's how they get inspired with these ideas, guys, to spy on us, to use technology to give them almost godlike powers of omniscience. I really believe they're satanically, supernaturally inspired by these same forces that, thank God, I didn't mess with enough to where they got a complete hold on me. Anyway, but I'm telling you these stories, hopefully, so you can see, I know the devil is real, not just because of my research. I've experienced that thing firsthand. So I know when I deal with these globalists, we're not just talking about human intellect that we're warring against. We're warring against evil, demonic forces in the world. Anyway, we got my buddy Melissa from Texas on the line. How's it going, Melissa?
Fine, Charlie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, good. I'm smiling. I don't know. You might hear it in my voice, but I am so impressed that you would put yourself on the line like this and take the chance that people are going to call you absolutely nuts, because I've had similar things happen, and I won't go into it on air because people already kind of know I might be nuts. But what I
just had three Chinese stars thrown through my window at me. I managed to dodge them.
Good. Yeah, you got to be really quick.
They're shaped like inverted pentagrams now. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to be quick.
Right.
The thing is, what I find when I'm like around other Bible-believing Christians, that this whole thing, to me, it's so real. It is the reality because of what I saw happening in my life through no fault of my own. It was because of my grandfather was, all I know is he was the seventh son of a seventh son, and that meant something to my dad. And my dad refused that power handed to him when my grandfather was getting old and was going to die. And but because of all that, there was a spiritual thing happening all around me for my whole life, from the time I was a little kid. And I did not embrace evil, but things happened. And, you know, like for you, I'll say one thing. The way you were describing weird things with the Ouija board, at one point in time, I could sit with the Ouija board on the coffee table in front of me, hold my fingers by myself with other people watching, hold my fingers just barely above it, like maybe a half an inch away, and the stupid thing would start spelling out words. Right? So,
yeah.
And it wasn't me and kinesis or whatever, you know, kinetic energy. It was this entity that was manifesting in my life. And when I cried out for God to help me, when I finally said, God, if you're really real, you better show me because I'm fading fast. Within 2 days, a man with a Bible in the same place that I was at this fellow's house, and this guy came in, and the guy that owned the house said, well, ask Walter. He'll show you about the Bible. So I said, well, what are you going to show me? He says, well, what do you want to know? And I said, well, I don't know. Show me something. So he opened it up. I know he knew what he was doing, but he didn't know what was going to happen next. As he held the Bible out in front of the three of us, he was standing in the center and one of us was on each side. The page lit up like there was a flashlight behind it, right around the words in Ephesians chapter 1, where it said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling, and that whole prayer about knowing the hope of God's calling in Christ Jesus. And that was the beginning of my walking out of the darkness into the true light. And it was real.
Huh? I'm convinced. It wasn't long after that I started to realize, wow, I better get God back in my life. I'm on the wrong track here. I mean, just too many freaky things were happening, and I realized as much as I wanted the thrill and excitement, I didn't want this. What's that?
Well, when I try to communicate with other Bible-believing Christians, right, the ones who really want to study the Word and understand it, most of them have not had these kind of experiences where it really is life and death. And I wouldn't trade what happened to me in my life, even though some of it was so frightening, I can't even put it into words.
Yeah.
And there were no real other people involved. It was all just spiritual stuff.
I got to tell you, though, my real encounter with the devil came when I became a theology major.
Yeah, exactly. Stay away from that.
I'm not kidding either.
Stay away from that organized religion. But because I had seen what was real power on the dark side, when God rescued me, I am so absolutely convinced. And sometimes when I get feeling like, gee, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here, I go back over the miracles in my life so that, you know, like David did, well, I slew the lion and I slew the bear, you know, and I can take this uncircumcised Philistine and hand him his head. And if people haven't seen that kind of spiritual stuff, they don't get it. Because it's all just words on a page until it becomes so real that you have no doubt. And I'm glad.
In a sense, I'm glad for that experience, but I would not want people to try to mess with that stuff, though.
Oh, no, I wouldn't encourage it either. As a matter of fact, I hope at some point you actually out loud made that thing leave you, that being, whatever it was that was stalking you in the spirit realm, I hope that you used the name of Jesus Christ and made that thing leave.
Oh,
yeah. Cause it,
I don't have any more nightmares now, except my ex-wife occasionally will visit me in my dreams. But other than that,
well, put up a hedge around that one too. Then.
Yeah, right.
Well, someday I'll call you at home and we'll talk about some of the stuff that happened to me.
Sure.
It's the same kind of thing. And comparing battle scars and war stories is a good way to stay pumped up against the darkness. So,
all right, thanks.
And you're
thanks
not,
for the problem, Lisa.
Charlie, you're not nuts. You saw what really happens. It's really there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you
Great
go.
Stuff. Okay,
right.
Thanks a lot. We got another caller. Before I take that call, I just wanted to relate this story really quick. Years ago, my mother, my grandmother, they were into, not the occult in the sense that I was, but, you know, ghosts and you know, there's a lot of ways you can open yourself up to this kind of stuff. You start communicating with the spirit realm, and you can wind up inviting forces you don't want. Just really quick, this weird story. My mother had a cousin back in the 60s who died in a motorcycle accident. Back then, there was no helmet law. He didn't have a helmet on. I guess he was drinking and went off the side of the road, and that was it. He died instantly. They found out later that at the same time he died, late this one night, my mother was up doing some last-minute dishes before bed. My father had fallen asleep on a couch in the living room. And she heard this loud chain rattling out in the driveway, like a huge, huge, huge chain. It was just really loud. She shuts the water off. She's like, what the heck is that? She's listening. All of a sudden, it was dead quiet. The next thing she knows, the silence was broken by this loud bang against the back door, like this chain was swung and just slammed. She said it was so loud that, you know, dishes were rattling. The whole house, like, shook. She lets out this monstrous scream. My father wakes up, comes running in the kitchen. What the heck's the matter? She says, what's the matter? You didn't hear that bang? He says, all I heard is you scream. She says, the whole house just shook. She says, go check, go look. She says, there must be a huge, gash in the side of the house. The door, it sounds like it broke. And my father looks out, nothing. The door wasn't touched. There wasn't a scratch. There wasn't any indication of any chain. The next morning, my mother calls my grandmother, her mother, to tell her what happened. She says, Ma, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night. And she says, oh, Pat, what happened to you? Let me tell you what happened to me. She was up sewing, watching the late night news. My grandfather was in his room, puttering around. And when I say his room, I mean literally his room. That's another story. They slept in separate rooms. Oh, I'll save you that story. But anyway, so he's in his room watching TV. She's on the couch sewing. And suddenly she heard a knock on the door. Now, this is probably 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And she's thinking, well, who the heck is that? So she calls out, you know, who is it? No answer. So all of a sudden she hears a knock again. This time it's a little louder. She's calling out, who's there? Who is it? This is like, you know, way across the other side of the apartment in the kitchen. No answer the second time. All of a sudden there's a third knock. This time they're banging, boom, boom, boom. Now she's nervous. She runs into my grandfather's room. He's nervous. He pulls out his little handgun, and he's calling out, who's there? Who's there? Nobody answers. So he's waiting with her behind him, pointing his gun, you know, in case, you know. So he starts to make it toward the hallway, which leads down to the kitchen where the door is, thinking to answer the door, but, you know, having the gun right there ready. And he doesn't even get to the doorway where the hallway is before he hears this crash. It sounds like whatever it was on the other side of the door kicked the door in. He says you could hear everything. It sounded like the door had splintered and broken off the hinges and hit the kitchen sink, which is right across from the door. I mean, he was convinced that something very large and very powerful kicked that door in. Now he's shaking like a leaf. He doesn't want to budge. He's just standing there with his hand shaking, holding that gun, and waiting for something to come down that hall and blow it away, right? He waited a good 5 or 10 minutes. It was silent. Very, very slowly, he inches his way to peek around that corner with the gun. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. He called the police later. They looked all around. There was no indication that that door had been kicked or punched or nothing. No splintering of the wood. Just really, really weird stuff. Like I said, guys, you mess with dark spiritual forces, they will answer you. I don't believe God puts on a show. And if you're asking for a show, you're not going to get it. But you ask the devil, and he'll answer you. He will. He has answered the globalist, and oh, boy, they're getting a show all right. Problem is, they don't realize they're set up too, the stupid fools. He's going to flush them down the toilet along with everybody else. Okay, we've got another caller on the line, Jerry from South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hey,
we might have to go
doing?
To break here in a minute, but yeah, welcome.
How you doing today?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself, man?
Oh, you got the hairs on my head standing up today.
Freaky stuff, huh?
Huh?
Freaky stuff.
Well, you and I, we live parallel lives, really, because the stuff that you were talking about, I've experienced also. And are you still there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I heard a beep on the line. And, yeah, the things that I've done, the same thing, because you and I came up in the same era, back when Led Zeppelin, you know, the Beatles and all that were pretty big.
Yeah.
And
they were all into the occult, too. Even the Beatles, a lot of people, you know, She Loves Me, Yeah, Yeah. People don't think that that band would be into the occult. They were heavily into the occult.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
into Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, on one of the, what's the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club
Lonely Hearts
band?
Club, yeah. Yeah.
Aleister Crowley's pictures on that.
Right, it is, yeah.
And
Zeppelin
I hear the music.
And yeah, we got to go to break. Real quick, Zeppelin 3 album, the original album with the runoff, it actually said, "Do what thou wilt," in quotes. That was the famous quote from Aleister Crowley. All right.
Right,
guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Hey, what do you know? I actually got two shows finished up today. I covered everything I wanted to cover with this topic, plus I finished up the UN topic. That's a first. Yeah, Jerry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Freaky stuff, isn't it? Led Zeppelin. It'd probably be easier to mention the bands from that era, or even today for that matter, that aren't in the occult.
Right, right. Just about all of them at that period of time were deeply into the occult. But, you know, the quote Christian church, the reason that the miracles that were being performed when Jesus was walking with the disciples and right after Jesus' his crucifixion and resurrection, when he rose again and left them, the miracles continued on, and he even says in his word that the miracles that I do, he who believes in Christ, Jesus Christ, will do the same things. And he simply says, you know, follow my commandments. And my brother and I, this happened up in Philadelphia. I'm in South Carolina now. But we had began to seriously, you know, I was mixed up into the drugs and the occult, but I got away from it. And but I finally realized what was going on. And my brother and I started fasting and praying, reading our Bibles on a daily basis. And we would fast and pray for days at a time sometimes. And we had got to the point where God had opened our eyes spiritually. We actually saw with our physical eyes the demonic presence that was either in people or on people. You know, some people are oppressed by them. Some people are literally possessed by them. And some of the things that we saw would turn your hair gray overnight, some of the things that were in people. And we weren't doing any drugs at the time. Like I said, we were fasting. We were praying. We had left all the drugs and alcohol alone, and we had totally consecrated ourselves to God. And he began to slowly open up not only our spiritual eyes, but literally our physical eyes to see what was either in or on people. And you would be amazed. But you have to really consecrate yourself to God to allow him to use you like that.
And discernment, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been pretty good at that. I mean, not flawlessly, but for the most part, you know, I can usually tell someone. I mean, you just listen to them. To me, it's not even a gift. I guess it is, because a lot of people don't seem to have it. But to me, it just seems common sense. It's like, yeah, just listen to that guy. He's a phony. He's phony through and through.
Right. And see, a lot of people don't realize it's an actual relationship between you, God, and Jesus Christ. It's just like you being married to somebody. I mean, if you don't talk to them, if you don't try to communicate with them and get the understanding and loving one another, the relationship's not going to work. And that's the same thing with God and Christ, the Messiah. You have to build that relationship. I mean, if you take one step towards him, he'll take two towards you.
That and works the other way around, too. You know, if you start messing with the dark forces,
most definitely. If it goes either way.
You become a globalist.
It goes either way. But
I got a show coming up on Freemasonry sometime, man. Talk about how evil that is. Unbelievable. Anyway, last point before we're almost out of time here, buddy?
Yeah. My last point is that look at the old Nazi hats where they had the skull and bones on their hats, the death head.
Yeah.
And also underneath it had 3-2-2, which goes to
the same as the skull and bones. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Right on. Yeah.
Hey, great
right,
show, man.
Thanks for the call.
You take care.
All right, folks.
Okay,
hey, have a great weekend. Got great guests again lined up next week. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend, folks.
Days grew shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time.
With recent